Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex Gold is being babysat today by Jay Beakley, so all bets are off as Beakley's with Gold again. I think he's with him this whole entire week.
Yeah, he is.
Bink and Gold all week. So buckle up. That's from 10 to 2 again today. Royals in action tonight at 7 o'clock, 7:05 first pitch. So Vern's on deck show is at 6 p.m. tonight. So.
What does Binkley have burning that he needs to get off today, huh? Has he got some kind of take about something? I mean, the Joey Chestnut thing was yesterday, as we knew.
Why don't you fly that story to Binkley about the garage and see what he has to say?
Oh, God. Could you imagine Binkley getting some, you know, Binkley's been confronted by the neighbors about something, right? I mean, it has to be, right? Has to be confronted about the neighbors. Yes. About something at some point.
Funniest tweet I saw yesterday, and then we'll get into the topic that we teased. This is from Bleacher Report Gridiron. Jets running back is a prime candidate to be dealt at deadline if New York falls out of playoff race.
Okay.
Breece Hall could be a trade candidate.
Yeah.
I'd take Breece Hall and the Chiefs in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That'd be awesome.
Yep. So if the Jets... So Breece Hall will be in the trade block by week 4.
Woo.
Yeah.
If they fall out of contention.
If they fall out of playoff race via ESPN, Breece Hall could be a huge trade candidate.
They pushed the trade deadline back a week again, I think, in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken. I swear I saw that somewhere.
It used to be over in a blink of an eye. You're like, wait, we missed it?
Yeah. It was like week 8. I could be totally wrong on that, but for whatever reason, I think I saw something on that. Either way, it's midseason. But that, again, therein lies the problem. Are you going to wave the white flag if you're a team by, you know, October 15th, October 30th, or whatever, to tell your team that you're out of this thing and be willing to trade players? I think all these trade deadlines should be pushed back even further so that teams can really truly make a decision on whether or not they're out of it. Because as we know, it's a business. You tell your fans you're out of it, nobody's going to go to your business. You push the trade deadline in baseball back to August 31st. You push the NFL trade deadline back to like November 15th. Mm. And now you've given more teams an opportunity to suck.
It's more fun that way.
Yeah. And it is more fun that way because injuries can happen and all of a sudden you need somebody.
Yes.
And maybe a playoff team is wheeling and dealing and making a move for somebody later in the season, and it adds some juice to you. So I don't know. That's kind of the way that I look at it right now.
The Jets' first three games: Steelers, Bills, Bucks. So they could easily start 0-3.
Oh yeah. Speaking of pushback, I'm sure you two will have some as well as the text line when you hear this audio from one Sam Munson.
I believe the best quarterback right now is Josh Allen. I think he's become the guy. For years, it was Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, Brady, that generation, once they went, Mahomes took over. The start of Mahomes' career was absolutely mind-blowing. The last couple of years, though, he's not been that guy.
Okay,
and really,
you.
It's been Josh Allen. I think you can make a case for a couple
grab
of other people, but Allen's
basement.
Combination of freak show wow plays, like everything he can do with his arm, the cheat code that is his short yardage ability, like his athleticism, the fact that he basically does not take sacks. I mean, one of the lowest sack rates, pressure to sack rates you're going to find anywhere.
Championships
utterly absurd analytics numbers behind him as well. I think Allen's the guy right now.
I mean, sometimes you don't respond to idiots, you know. This is, I don't know who's worse, the guy with the garage or this guy. I mean, not one time did he mention Josh Allen leading his team to victories. Not one time did he mention playoff success. Not one time did he mention leading his team after an 11-5 season, being the 3 seed, going on the road, winning in Buffalo, winning in Baltimore, winning the Super Bowl. Like, just stop. Stop trying to be the smartest guy in the room. Stop trying to show everybody you've got knowledge of football. Stop trying to be the evil genius out there utilizing stuff that doesn't matter to try to judge quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. Do you guys really remember a debate between Manning and Brady on who the best one was, like we're having with Patrick Mahomes and others? Manning and Brady.
Similar.
But Manning was always like, but he doesn't get enough championships. He doesn't win. Tom Brady's the winner in all of this. And I don't think anybody after that era concluded debated whether or not Manning or Tom Brady was the best quarterback of that era. It was Tom Brady. It was hands down. There was nobody making that case. I think this is the problem with, you know, overexposure of sports at times and really everybody having the ability to get their opinion out there. You don't need to get your opinion out there, especially when it's wrong and ignorant like this guy's was, right? I don't care that he has numbers. I don't care. I've got eyeballs. I know what I see. Patrick Mahomes is the greatest winner I've ever witnessed play this game, okay? He is the greatest champion that I personally have seen play this game with the way that he goes about his business. That guy drags his team across the finish line. That guy brings his team to Super Bowls. That guy wins when it matters most. Josh Allen doesn't do any of that. Like, we've got to stop comparing and saying there are better quarterbacks in the NFL because there's just not. And when you try to make those comparisons and say Josh Allen is better than Patrick Mahomes, you look like a fool, man. You look like you're the guy out there dancing with no clothes on and doesn't realize it. Like, you look like a jackass when you try to say that Patrick Mahomes is not as good as Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes is the greatest winner in American professional sports to this day and will probably go down as one of the top 5 greatest winners in American professional sports of all time. That's what I want out of my quarterback, not some nerd stats that you found in your mom's basement behind the box with her Christmas decorations.
So,
dork.
I do like a lot of what Sam Munson puts out there. And I do think that we get confused when we compare quarterbacks. You just hit on it with Brady and Manning. I think the problem with quarterbacks is that we put two different categories on one position. We put championships and we put talent. And I think that Allen is the better athlete. I don't think there's any secret in that. I think he's just bigger, stronger, faster. Their arms cancel each other out. So when you go to that, that cancels out. But Mahomes is the smarter quarterback. And I also want to be very evidently clear that I'm not trying to be a homer or bias here, but when's the last time Mahomes had a healthy wide receiver room? 2023? He didn't have it last year.
No.
Didn't have it the year before, right? Like, just, I mean, he had Rashee Rice, but he didn't have
Kadarius. He won a Super Bowl with Kadarius Toney,
Sky Moore, and others.
Juju, yeah.
Yeah, and you know who caught the winning touchdown pass in that Super Bowl?
Nicole Hardman,
who was let go, and then they brought back.
And Allen's MVP last year, and maybe it was one of those things that was, like, already going to happen. But I think that we get lost in translation of greatness and greatest at the moment. And I think, you know, last year, Allen had a better year than Mahomes, but he didn't have a better
the last 2 years. Yeah.
He didn't have a better finish. No, and I think the problem is that, you know, we get lost in the whole first 6 years of Mahomes' career, where it was just ungodly people got video out on Mahomes. And what's even more impressive about this is that with all this video and all this stuff and all these plays that are out there to watch and all these tendencies to see, Mahomes still goes to the AFC Championship game and still goes to the Super Bowl. And so I don't think Allen is better than Mahomes, but I think in the last couple of years, he has been the better quarterback because he's had a better supporting cast. He's had an easier division. And when you talk about the division, there's apparently a new team in the division with a quarterback that could dethrone Mahomes.
I do think Bo Nix can be the quarterback that dethrones Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes atop the AFC West. Will it happen this year? I'm not 100% sure. Could it happen this year? Absolutely. I think between the Broncos and the Chargers, I think that both teams sitting just below Kansas City in the divisional standings have a chance to maybe take a run at the champs in this upcoming season. the Broncos with a revamped run game headlined by J.K. Dobbins and R.J. Harvey. They finally have a joker piece. Sean Payton hand-selected his guy in free agency in Evan Ingram, plus the addition of Pat Bryant in the wide receiver room, continued steps from Marvin Mims, Troy Franklin, Devon Vele, and the like, opposite of Cortland Sutton to be the number two receiver role. And then you get to, oh yeah, the defense. What I already assumed and went on the record and said was Sean Payton's best defense he has ever coached as the head coach of an NFL team was the 2024 Denver Broncos.
Boys?
There's some interesting stuff there. Number one for me.
And that was Richie Carney. He's from like Denver radio, I believe.
Yep. Who? But
Carney, small hands, smell like cabbage.
He's not saying that Bo Nix is winning the division this year. And he made that perfectly clear. He said he could be that guy. Could he? Sure. He could be that guy. Who do you guys think is, though, that guy that you could see being the first? Because I don't know if that quarterback quite now is on one of these teams that is going to be the one to take this division away from Patrick Mahomes. I don't think that guy is here right now. I don't know if that guy's in high school. I don't know if that guy's in college. I don't know where that guy is. But I don't think Patrick Mahomes is ready. And that's why I'm saying this. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is ready to give up this division right now. Everybody's trying to write this team off, man. And the Chiefs even tweeted about it yesterday, like, you know, having that 8-year swag coming back and all that kind of stuff with Patrick Mahomes. I feel like we're ready for a blaze of glory this year with this offense. And every passing day that goes by, I get more and more excited about what I'm going to witness at Arrowhead Stadium this year. And I can't wait to be out there for the four games that we're going to do.
Yeah.
Like that's really where I am on this one. Like I love revenge. I love shoving it, you know, to somebody and telling them to stick it and then saying, ha, 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 I told you so. Like, I feel like that's the route the Chiefs are taking this year. They've got healthy wide receivers. They've got a 25-pound less Travis Kelce. Nobody's got the poops anymore from the Super Bowl. And so I think we're going to see a team that's going to go out there and they're going to be possessed. And I think they're going to be possessed for a while. And so I'm not saying any of these quarterbacks can't do it, but I just don't think Mahomes and the Chiefs are ready to relinquish control. And I don't think either of these teams or any of these teams in the West have the quarterback right now who's going to unseat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in this division.
Yeah, it is funny how people seemingly just kind of ignore the multitude of factors for the reasons the offense slipped the last 2 years, whether it be injuries, offensive line issues, whatever it may be. There was a lot of factors that led to this offense having a slump. And those factors, as long as health here persists.
And Mahomes still overcame all of them and still went to the Super Bowl. Sam Munson.
Yeah, exactly. I would say to this Denver guy's question, I mean, I think Herbert's that guy.
You do?
Yeah, I think he's.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's got the talent now, and I think he's got the coach. I think the second best coach in the division.
Yeah, I think he's I think he's the one that brings everybody down. I just don't believe he's a winner until he proves otherwise.
Yeah.
He hasn't won in the big moments, like Aaron Judge almost. You know, like, great, you're hitting 400. Oh, against the Red Sox, 9 straight strikeouts or whatever it was. You know, you got to play big in those big moments. Hey, Bear has not played big in those big moments yet for me.
To be clear, I don't think that's this year. Chiefs are winning the division this year. Yes.
Decent.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.